I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Sounds of South is presenting Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel with three performances, Saturdays, October 18th, 25th, and November 1st. It's the bittersweet love story of Julie, the rough and rakish Billy, and the fateful decision. Our guests are the two Billies, David Blackwell and Taylor Krausor. Thanks very much for joining us, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Now, you're both at Bloomington South. David, what year are you in?
I'm a senior.
Uh-huh. Have you done some other theater things with Sounds of South?
Yeah, I've been in Sounds of South for 4 years now, and I was Pippin, and so was Taylor, in the musical Pippin, and I was Horace Vandergelder in Hello, Dolly.
Wow. Now, Taylor, have you also had a fair amount of track experience?
Yeah, like David said, we both played Pippin our sophomore year. And last year in Hello, Dolly, I played Cornelius.
Uh-huh. So you've had a lot of chance to work with them. Gwen Upchurch has directed each of the shows that you've been in as she leads the Sounds of South. At the same time, the stage director, Chris Miller, who's done a number of shows, is also terrifically important for these. David, you were saying that that Chris has a couple of interesting talents when he's working with you.
Yeah, well, he's like a co-director, and he also plays the piano in the pit, and he actually runs the pit. And also, if you need help with your lines, he can be three other characters at once while you're working on your part. And this is one of his favorite shows, and so he knows it forward and back, and he really enjoys it.
Taylor, you're taking on a show that really is the favorite of Rodgers and Hammerstein. They said that they felt that in terms of musical theater, this was really their peak effort. And you've got one of the great songs, The Soliloquy, that's been done by John Raitt. There's a recording that we're all kind of wondering about with Frank Sinatra. And yeah. Then you're doing it. And this song goes on for a long time and goes through a number of different moods. Tell us a little bit about working this up.
Well, I'd say it's about 7 to 8 minutes long, which is a pretty long solo for anybody. Basically, this song is describing his thoughts. He's thinking to himself. He finds out that his wife is going to have a baby. And so it hits him real hard at first. Like, well, what am I going to do? How am I going to, like, take care of this? What am I going to do? I have no money. We're poor. We're broke. So it's really him, his inner monologue, thinking all this through. And then you kind of start to see the good in it. Like, well, it'd be great to have a son. I could name him after me, you know. And then he'd be tough and strong, and he could take on the world. And then he starts to kind of get back into that whole swing of, well, you know, I don't have any money, and that's nothing I can do for him. And then he thinks, well, I mean, what if he's a girl? You know, that's completely different. I mean, taking care of a girl is so different from a boy. And finally, he comes down to it, and with a big dramatic ending, and he likes the idea of, you know, kind of settling down and having a son or daughter of his own.
Taylor's done a great job of taking us through the soliloquy, David. As you've had a chance to work on it and to learn it, do you find yourself listening to Taylor and saying, you know, I like the way he did that, or I think I could do that a little better? Does that happen?
Well, yeah, we both are directed by the same people, so we're told how to feel during each part. And so we do it very similar, but there are some parts to it where we handle it a little differently.
Uh-huh. Taylor, would you say the same about David, that he handles it a little differently in some parts?
Well, yeah. Even though we're both told to do the same things and it's staged the same way, you got to kind of put a part of yourself in the role. And, of course, David and I we have a lot of differences, along with a lot of similarities. And so those differences and similarities kind of show through the character. So you can kind of see that through, I'd say, his performance and my performance.
We've been talking with Taylor Krausor and David Blackwell. They're the two Billy Bigelows in the upcoming production of Sounds of South's Carousel. It plays on Saturdays, the 18th and 25th, and then November 1st. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.